The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. OFF contest. You're listening to the Europa League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. Also, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I post free play winners on that account. I post sports betting opinions. And most significantly, I post my profit and loss spreadsheet because unlike most handicappers, especially on X, I'm tracked and transparent. And unlike any other handicapper out there, as far as I know, I've 130 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. What that means is for 10 years and 10 additional months, a decade and 10 additional months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. I've had losing days because that would be inhuman if I didn't. I've had losing weeks too, but I've never, ever had a losing month. Never lost for a 30 or 31 day period. Have won every single month. All the spreadsheets are there. The pin tweet on the account at LockBettingX is always the P&L from the previous month. You can scroll down to find the other spreadsheets, or you can simply go to one easy location to find them, which is the website LockBetting.com, where you can also sign up for the additional place. If you have any questions, you can fire me a DM. My DMs are open at LockBettingX. But before you do that, have a look at your spreadsheets. I encourage you to do your due diligence. Have a look at the members' comments, verifying the spreadsheets. Have a look at the bankroll management. Have a look at the sports and type of plays that we do. It's all there for you. And once you are satisfied, you can either get the additional plays or you can give me your questions. Once again, it's at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. The DMs are open. So let's move on with this edition of the Europa League show. We've seen a big shift in the outright market after Liverpool were beaten at home at Fortress Anfield 3-0 in the first leg to Atalanta. They now need to perform a miracle comeback in order to advance. Yet they're still only the fourth favourites in the market. You'd expect them to be clear as the eighth favourites, but that is not the case. Leverkusen are the new favourites at 5-4, with Atalanta the second favourites at 4-1. Then you have Roma at 6-1, Benfica at 9-1. All of these teams won their first legs. Liverpool then coming next at 11-1. Milan at 12-1, Marseille at 16s, and West Ham are the 25-1 outsiders, needing to overturn a 2-0 deficit against tournament favourites Bayer Leverkusen. And not only are Bayer Leverkusen undefeated, they haven't lost a single game this season in all competitions, which tells you the magnitude of the task facing West Ham. I would argue the magnitude of the task facing Liverpool is greater, though, and we'll start with their trip to Atalanta as we break down the second leg ties. Before we do that, let me let you know that the puck drops on the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend, and the Hockey Gambling Podcast guys have you covered. Talon, Ryan and Joel are breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games and will keep the pucks and laughs coming all postseason long. To subscribe, go to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Hockey Gambling Podcast, if you're looking for that podcast. So as I said, we start with Atalanta versus Liverpool, where Atalanta are the 15-4 underdogs on the money line. It's 4-1 on the draw. And Liverpool come here as a crazy short 1-2 favourite. The qualification odds see Atalanta just 1-8 to avoid a 4-goal defeat, or to avoid a 3-goal defeat in normal time and then lose in extra time. However it may happen, it's probably too short. And Liverpool here as a 9-2 underdog. You'd expect to be getting Liverpool here at 10-1, 12-1. And as much as they've made incredible comebacks in the past, they are not turning around this deficit. They'll go for it, and I think the game state will lead to goals. And I think taking over 2.5 goals is a no-brainer, but obviously the books know that, and you have to pair it with BTTS. But I think both will cash. I think Atalanta will leave that back. Liverpool will leave that back door open for Atalanta, and that will make their task even more difficult, as they'll probably need to score 4, even 5 goals to advance, or even to force extra time. And I don't think that's going to be the case here, as they have a 3-goal deficit to overturn. Now, if they were coming here with a 1-0 deficit or even a 2-0 deficit, I would say that Liverpool would have a chance. But most of the incredible turnarounds have been at Anfield. Most of the incredible results have been at Anfield. And it's a different kettle of fish here when you're coming to Atalanta. As for the bet, it's not just about game state. Over 2.5 goals and both teams scoring has been a winning bet in 4 of Liverpool's away games in this competition this season. And the circumstances should help that follow suit. Liverpool will need a gung-ho approach as they look to overturn a 3-goal deficit. But as I said, whilst I think Liverpool could score 3 goals, I think they'll leave the back door open. And it would not surprise me to see Atalanta even beating them again here with those opportunities opening up for them. Atalanta unbeaten in 4 Europa League home games this season, winning 3 of those matches. And no side has overturned a 3-goal deficit after losing the first leg at home in the entire history of this competition. Yet, the books are only giving you plus 450. On Liverpool doing that here on this occasion. I don't think that's right. I'm going to take the BTTS and over 2.5 goals as my selection instead here for this one. Up next, we look at the tie here between Marseille and Benfica, where Marseille are the 13-10 favourites here on the money line. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 19-10 on Benfica. The winner of the tie sees Marseille at 2-1 and Benfica at 4-11. Now, Marseille don't need a miracle here to get through. They just need to win the game. And that will put them in a position where they can force extra time in front of their home supporters. And at home, Marseille have been very, very strong this season. So they certainly have a chance. And I think they have a bigger than a 2-1 chance here to qualify. They lost the first leg 2-1. The goal that at the end was far more than a consolation, because it has made this tie wide open, in my opinion. And I believe Marseille are the favourites to win it. Marseille have a fantastic home record. They've won their last 4 home ties in the Europa League, scoring at least 3 goals in each. And if they can score 3 goals here, that should put them in a position to qualify. Although I do think Benfica will score, because the French side are leaky at the back. The hosts have won 4 straight at the Velodrome in the Europa League and have won 4 of the last 5 home matches. But Benfica have scored exactly once in 4 of the last 5 trips. And as I said, Marseille can be leaky at the back. So they may need to score 3 goals again to qualify. But I like Marseille to win this second leg and overturn his first leg deficit. Marseille and BTTS is available at 4-1 if you are looking at a bigger price. But for me, Marseille on the money line at plus money is a solid way to go. I also like Marseille in the draw no bet market, which gives you a little bit more security. Marseille as a pick is available at 8-11. And this does give you draw protection in case Benfica set up with the bus parked and Marseille can't break them down, or the goal only comes after Benfica score the opening goal against the run of play on the counter-attack and Marseille are chasing the game even more at that point. But Either way, I do believe that Marseille will be able to win this game. I'm not sure if they will qualify. The 2-1 does look appealing, but I do like Marseille here at home to make this a real 50-50 tie. And 2-1 is too big, and 13-10 on the money line is too big in my opinion here as well. Before we move on to looking at the other two ties, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on a player's stats, like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. And there is a pick'em special for the Friday playing games on the 19th of April, with the player to be announced still. The special should go live in the lobby for eligible new customers that sign up by the morning of the 18th. Make sure you sign up with the code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Moving on to your remaining two ties here, we move on to Roma at home to Milan, where Roma come here with a 1-0 lead. Yet, despite their home record, they're the 21-10 underdogs at home. It's 5-2 on the draw, and Milan come here as a 5-4 favourite. The winner of the tie market, though, sees Milan at 2-1 and Roma at 4-11. Very weird pricing with all these games, because if Milan win the game in 90 minutes, which they're favourites to do, they suddenly then, you'd think, have the advantage in the extra time period if they do just win by one goal. Obviously, if they win by two goals, then they qualify in 90 minutes. But no one's winning in Roma this season. Roma have won 17 of 20 competitive home games. So to see somebody coming here as a favourite, you need to really be able to justify that. And the justification here would be that Milan are better than Roma. Milan are higher in the table than Roma. Milan are qualifying for the Champions League. But Milan was stunned at home last week, where they lost 1-0. And they're going to have to push the pace here in this game. To their benefit is the statistic that states that Milan have scored twice in 14 of their last 15 away games, whilst BTTS has cashed in 8 of their last 9 on the road. So they certainly have a chance. But I think BTTS for me at 4-5 minus 125 instead is the standout players. These two have seen both teams find a net in all but one of their last 9 encounters. So I expect a goal from both sides here. Roma may score against the run of play, or Roma may not sit in here because they are at home. They may just go for the jugular and feel that they can score against Milan, because Milan have been easy to score against. If you look at the data, Milan aren't keeping clean sheets. They will need to come here and score two goals, in my opinion, to go through. Therefore, BTTS looks like the more sensible play. It's more conservative, but I don't think Milan, as a favourite here at Roma, offers up much value. So instead, we are going to go to the BTTS market, and we're going to instead take that as our selection at 4-5 minus 125, and just take a see what happens approach with the game. And whoever goes through, goes through. I think there is a chance Milan could do it, but I don't think there's much value or enough value on either of the ways to take Milan here in this one. We close out with the favourites, Leverkusen, travelling to West Ham, where West Ham seemingly need a miracle. Leverkusen are not only favourites to qualify, they're favourites here to come to the London Stadium and win the game at 5-6. It's 16-5 on the draw, and West Ham here are the 11-4 dogs. The tie sees West Ham at 12-1 and Leverkusen at 1-66. That's insane to me that West Ham are more of an underdog than Liverpool are to qualify. West Ham have been pretty good at home in Europe, and they do have a chance of winning this game and catching Leverkusen cold off the back of celebrating their title win. But Leverkusen are unbeaten in 43 in all competitions now, winning 38 during that run. And West Ham have lost 11 of the 17 Premier League matches that they've played without Lucas Paqueta, who's missing here. They've also won just two of the last 10 home matches coming into this one. Despite their solid form in Europe in recent years, where they've been a machine, they are not in good form at home overall coming into this one. And they also lost 2-0 to Fulham last time out at the London Stadium. I think that makes West Ham difficult to back here. I think Leverkusen can end West Ham's strong home record. I think they can score goals as West Ham push the pace. And Leverkusen aren't going to play counter-attacking football. They're still going to play their football, which is going to frustrate West Ham, which means when West Ham are on the attack, they're going to get as many men forward as possible. They're going to pack the box for set pieces, as they'll see that as their opportunity. I think West Ham, in a tactical switch here from what you would usually see from a side being 2-0 down in the first leg, are going to be the team who concede possession. They're going to try and sit in. They're going to be the team who try and keep it 0-0, maybe even till half time, and try to nick a goal. You're going to see West Ham set up here to try and nick two goals. That isn't going to work. Even if it does work temporarily, and you are able to contain Leverkusen, when you do try to win this game, that's when Leverkusen are going to pick you off. But I don't think this is going to be a pick-off situation. I think West Ham are going to get caught out trying to contain Leverkusen, as they did eventually last week, although their tactics did work for 80 minutes. I think West Ham would take a 0-0 here with 60 minutes gone if they can contain Leverkusen once again, and then they can push the pace and get that London Stadium crowd behind them. If West Ham can score one goal between the 60th and 80th minute period, they'll feel his tyres alive based on what they've done in Europe in recent seasons. I just don't think they're going to contain Leverkusen again for 60 to 80 minutes. I believe that Leverkusen will score. West Ham will come out and Leverkusen will be able to score again. Leverkusen were overall utterly dominant in the first leg. And once they go ahead, if they go ahead, they should be able to cruise to victory, especially without Lucas Paqueta there to create things for West Ham. West Ham are also missing Emerson and Jared Bowen as well, it's worth mentioning. And that's going to make it hard for them to land a blow on the newly crowned Bundesliga champions, who've actually scored twice in six of their last seven away games as well. So for me, Leverkusen win both legs here. Despite the fact it is a little bit short, I'm going to take Leverkusen on the money line at 5-6 minus 120. We'll move on to the only Europa Conference League tie we are covering here. It's Lille against Aston Villa. Lille are the 6-4 favourites here at home. It's 13-5 on the draw and it's 9-5 here on Villa. Villa are the 1-2 minus 200 favourites to qualify, with Lille here at 6-4. Now, I believe that Aston Villa should be able to qualify here. I do believe they'll be able to get the result that they need. Villa have won six of their last eight European games and may be able to pick off Lille on the counter-attack, much like they have done to sides in the Premier League this season, including Arsenal in what was an incredible win at the weekend. Not ending Arsenal's title hopes, but putting a huge dent in them and making Man City a significant favourite now to go on and win the league. However, the ascendancy here is on the French side, who boast an incredible home record in all competitions this season. They don't concede goals. They've won 16 out of 21, drawing four and losing just one. They've conceded 11 goals during those 21 matches, and it's going to be difficult for Aston Villa to get a win here. I believe that the pick here is to take Lille in the draw no bet market. Now, they're not a hugely significant favourite to win the game, so there will be value on them here in the draw no bet market of 4-5 minus 125. This only loses if Aston Villa become the second team in all competitions to beat Lille. So this would be their second defeat in 22 games if Aston Villa are able to pick them off. I'm willing to take the risk. A draw is good enough for Aston Villa. Aston Villa may even get themselves a goal, which will be enough for them to qualify, providing that Lille obviously get themselves a goal. We won't be losing any money. So if Villa do score against the run of play or on a counter-attack, or even if Villa equalise after Lille go ahead, the draw will be good enough for us to secure a push. What I'm saying here is that I just don't feel we're going to lose money. I think Villa becoming the second team to beat Lille in 22 games in all competitions is unlikely. While I do believe Aston Villa will find a way to qualify, I think that's more likely to come via draw. I think that may even come via the extra time period or a penalty shootout, where I have more trust in Villa's penalty takers and especially their goalkeeper, Martinez, a World Cup winner with Argentina. He loves that type of occasion. We remember him during the penalty shootout in the World Cup against the Dutch. And I believe in him to get Aston Villa through if it does go all of the way. But overall, I don't think there's much value on Villa here at 1-2 minus 200. I do think they'll qualify. I do hope they'll qualify for our Europa Conference League futures. And if Aston Villa do qualify, they'll be the last remaining English club in all of Europe, with Man City and Arsenal going out last night, which was fun, and West Ham and Liverpool going out tonight. Also, Aston Villa will be the final team left standing for English clubs in Europe this season. But I do believe Lille are still going to make it difficult for them, and I'm going to take them here in the draw no bet market. Lille as a pick at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm going to be a little bit more conservative with this one. Last week, we took Benfica on the money line. We're going to go to the same tie here, but instead of the money line, we're going to go to the draw no bet market. This is just because of the game state. One team are going to be happy to sit in and protect their lead. And there's a possibility that Benfica may be good enough to do that. But I don't think Benfica are going to be winning this game. I don't think that you're in danger of losing money. It's going to be a draw or a Marseille win that sees them go through or force extra time. So we're protected by the draw. We're going to take Marseille in the draw no bet market. As I said, Marseille have been an absolute force at home this season. They haven't had a good season, but they have won four of the last five at home. They've only lost one match in the league at home all season, and they've won four straight at home in the Europa League at this Velodrome Stadium. So once again, your lock here on the show is Marseille in the draw no bet market. Marseille as a pick at a price of 7-10. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.